At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Rejoining for our series predictions, we have Nick Face and Terry Cushman. I am your host, Charlie Smith. Are you gentlemen ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Born ready.
Born ready. There it is. So after a rough last 3-game set where we did not win this one against the Chicago White Sox, losing 2 of 3, we now get to face the Miami Marlins. The first game, we have Garrett Whitlock going up against Sandy Alcantara. Nick, why don't you lead us off? Who do you have winning game one?
Well, for the first thing here on Sandy Alcantara is that this is the former Cy Young Award winner from last year. So he's having pretty much a down season right now with how he's been. His last start out, he threw against the Toronto Blue Jays, where he went seven innings, giving up 5 earned runs. I have a tough time, though, with feeling what this is going to be like for the Red Sox returning home. I know Garrett Whitlock is throwing. He looked a little off in that last game that he threw, definitely shaky. Looks like he was kind of working through something that last time out. I don't think this is going to come down to a Whitlock loss. I think this is more going to show the lacking of depth that this team has in their bullpen. I am going with Miami Marlins for Tuesday night's game at Fenway Park. They will get the win.
Terry.
It's a tough matchup, really. As Nick said, reigning Cy Young winner versus Garrett Whitlock, who's arguably been probably our second best pitcher. Whitlock gave up 4 runs in his last start. And let's see, was that against the Twins?
I think that was the Twins.
That was the Twins start. 8 hits, 4 runs. Didn't look good. Alcantara has been a little bit shakier. It's really a tough matchup, but I'm actually going to give the Red Sox the edge here. Gut feeling. It's probably my least comfortable pick in the whole series, but edge to the Red Sox.
Yeah, no, I'm struggling to lean with the Red Sox only because their offense seems to appear to be in shambles, and because of that, I have to go lean with Miami here. I it's not going to be pretty, but I think Miami's going to have it. Sandy Alcantara is not this bad. He just is not. And so to see him kind of do what Nick was talking about earlier, where he's not been able to put quality starts together, a couple of straight starts where he's allowed 5 runs in 10 innings. This isn't the Sandy Alcantara we know. And we know what he can do when he's locked in. Earlier this year, he had a 3-hit shutout against Minnesota. So I do believe that against a team that is kind of faltering and kind of struggling a little bit, he's going to be able to right the ship. So Miami will win game one. Game two, we have a to-be-determined starter against Garrett, it appears to be, for Miami. So Braxton Garrett, game two against the TBA. Who do you have, Nick?
You're on mute, buddy.
I am going with Braxton Garrett for this. Off camera, Charlie was saying just how riding high he is with feeling how he's been. A couple stats that just stood out to me looking through his season. He had really one blemish on his career, on his beginning here. It was a May 3rd game. He gave up 11 runs. That was against Atlanta. Ever since then, he's been coming right back to Earth, planet Earth, basically, and been very consistent. For the month of June, he is 2-0 with a 2.31 ERA. He's thrown 23 innings. He's looked very sharp. And when you have a TBA going against the Red Sox, basically that's a bullpen game. I don't have any faith and trust in that. So I'm going with Miami for game two.
Terry.
I have to go with the Marlins as well. I mean, they've got a really solid starting pitcher going against a not-so-solid Red Sox bullpen, as well as a not-so-solid offense. We are ice cold at the moment. They have Luis Arraez, who is having a Tony Gwynn-type season, hitting, I think, .438 just for the month of June. And the crazy thing about this Marlins team is they've only lost two series the whole month of June. One was to Toronto, the other was to Seattle. They've won every other series they've had. And they're not really doing it with this murder's row of offense, outside of Arraez, that is. Jorge Soler, Joey Wendell have been really their two biggest contributors over the month of June, but I have to give game two to the Marlins.
There's not much to add. Braxton Garrett just struck out 13 Pittsburgh Pirates, and they have a pretty formidable squad over there. I just don't see anybody being able to get him off of his rocker. Garrett is doing very, very well, and in relation to what we saw last year, he's just building on another good year. The team is not fantastic by any stretch of the imagination. I don't know if Jazz Chisholm is back yet. I don't think so for Miami. And if he's not, I probably should actually check that out right now.
I don't believe he is
back. I don't think so. Yeah, I think he's still out. That's a huge bonus for the Red Sox, but that's not going to be enough, especially against a team that has, starting pitching when we're struggling with that. Third game we have here in this set, we have Brian Baio going against Jesus Luzardo. Who do you have in game three, Nick?
Brian Baio, that's the start for him. I think that he's going to build upon that start that he had just this weekend against Chicago and show everybody why he's been the formidable ace of this staff. That's going to be your stopper game. That's going to get the job done. Brian Baio will get that nice win. I'm just looking at Luis Lazaro's stats a little bit for the month of June. He's 2-2 with a 3.99 ERA. Definitely not the worst pitcher in the world. Definitely a serviceable pitcher for Miami and everything. But I do think I give Baio still the edge on getting the victory for Thursday night's game.
Terry.
Is Luzardo, I probably should have looked this up. Is he a righty or a lefty?
He's a lefty thrower.
He's a lefty.
Yeah, he's a lefty.
Oof, that's a game changer then. It was a tough matchup for me. I think Baio is probably the better pitcher, and he did just get a win with only four hits of support. Only four hits the whole night, but he ends up riding to a win on a Devers home run. I don't think they'll be that fortunate. Luzardo, Oakland A's traded him to the Marlins. I don't know who they got back, but he's really found it in Miami. And if he's a lefty, man, every decent bat we have as a lefty. So it was a tough matchup. I guess I'm going to give the Marlins the edge here. Verdugo will be back, but I don't know what he tends to hit lefties probably better than any other Red Sox lefty, but I'm going to go 2-1 series win for the Marlins.
I'm also going to say that the Marlins are going to win 2-1, and the Red Sox will win the third game. I will not bet against Brian Baio. I just won't do it. Common sense dictates that he is the better pitcher right now. He can handle the New York Yankees. He's going to be able to handle the Miami Marlins. As you mentioned, Terry, he did it with four hits of support. Granted, one of them was a deep one. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, your deepest your best weapons are going to have to get it. They're going to have to win at the very least one of these games just to finish 500 for the season, 41-41. But I do think that Bayo's going to have enough in the tank. He's going to have enough for the Red Sox to give them that win. You look like you want to add one more thing.
I was fine with it. I mean, I think Bayo's going to be solid, but I just don't think he's going to be the reason they lose.
I don't think he's going to lose. I think he's going to win, but that's just me. Nick, anything else you want to add?
Go Bayo. They're going to need that because I'm expecting Tuesday, Wednesday probably not to be the best games for the Sox. So I think that Bayo ends the losing streak at least and gets them back into the win column for Thursday.
Excellent.
So I'm expecting a four game losing streak right now, and I don't like that.
Yeah. We're hoping for the best. We're hoping we can get at least one of those games to go our way. That is going to wrap it up for all of us here tonight. For all of our dedicated and first-time listeners, we want to thank you and appreciate all of your time and your input and your feedback. Everyone have a great night. Take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.